talking a little fantasy football. Obviously, like we said last segment, fellas, you got the big triple-headed monster at the top, the holy trinity of fantasy running backs with Le'Veon Bell, David Johnson, and Ezekiel Elliott. At the back end of the first round, I like guys like Devonta Freeman and Melvin Gordon. Scott, I think an interesting player that I do not want fantasy owners to make a mistake on this year is LeSean McCoy. I think LeSean McCoy outplayed his ADP last season. The system with Anthony Lynn was a big part of it, that ground and pound. He was excellent last year. I don't have a repeat performance from LeSean McCoy. I like him better, Scotty, in 2017 as an RB2 without Lynn. I think they want to pass the football more. Shady's offseasons always kind of throw me off. Sometimes he's a little bit too big for his britches. Put it like this. If LeSean McCoy was one of my boys, right? If my homeboy called me and was like, yo, we going out, smoke some hookah. LeSean McCoy is coming with us. Shady rolling with us. I'd be like, yo, I'll holler at y'all another time.
I can't see him taking a drop to an RB2. I think LeSean McCoy is immensely talented. Maybe the best cutback runner in the NFL in terms of making people miss. Can still be versatile. Still be a big part of that offense because you don't have a guy that you want to like rely on so too much at a time to be throwing the football, although he's very mobile and he's very versatile. I think you want to bump him out of first round, fine. RB2, I don't agree. I think he's still way too talented to be an RB2.
Well, I think there's a wild card player here. I really don't get what the Bills are doing. As a Bills fan, I never really understand what their actions are. But Mike Gesicki, he's a guy that they put a fifth-round tender on, which I thought was kind of stupid. That should have been a harder thing.
Okay.
Now, is he coming back to Buffalo? There's rumors that he might reunite with Anthony Lynn in San Diego. So where he goes, I think, would be very interesting. I still like Shady, but I agree with Corey. I think the Bills are finally going to move into the 21st century and start throwing the ball a lot more. The run game was very good last year. It was best in the league.
Yeah, it was.
And, I mean, their overall offense might have finished like 8th or 9th, but once again, 17 season without a playoff.
So, if you're not coming out of draft day in 2017 with either one of the big three, you're not coming out of the draft with either one of the big three, Melvin Gordon or Devonta Freeman, I think it's going to be, in my opinion, trouble finding an RB1. Now, of course, the NFL draft still has to shake out. We got to see where pieces fit and land and stuff like that. And you could see a guy like a Fournette or a Cook advance and become a running back one. But from what we know right now, I'm taking Shady off my board as a one. So I'm more than likely not going to have him.
All right, so give me 12 running backs you would rank ahead of LeSean McCoy then.
Obviously, you got the big three at the top, right?
Right.
Then you got Gordon and Freeman, right?
Okay.
Now, is some guys that, like I said.
Would you put Jordan Howard ahead of him?
I would put Jordan Howard ahead of him.
How many is that? Five?
That's six.
I would put Carlos Hyde ahead of him.
I couldn't do that.
I think Carlos Hyde has a lot of talent.
Hyde is talented, but he can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
But Shady's on a better team. I couldn't do that.
I think Carlos Hyde is going to be a part of a better offense with Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco.
With who at quarterback and what's surrounding him?
I like Kyle Shanahan's system. Kyle Shanahan coaches offense very well.
He doesn't have any players yet.
I feel what you're saying. Alfred Morris had a tremendous season with him. We just saw Devonta Freeman and Tevin Coleman have great seasons with him.
Look, I'm with Modica. I like Carlos Hyde, but there ain't no way I'm taking him over LeSean McCoy.
I get that, and I respect that opinion. And after that, I'll be honest with you. I really don't know. I'm just not in on Shady.
But
that's
if
why
say
I want one of those
RB1,
other backs.
You got to give me 12 guys.
I'm not drafting him as an RB1. If he's on my team, he's
going to
be a
two.
Are
you going to rank him in your preseason ranks as an RB1?
I would have to rank him as an RB1, yes.
Okay, so he is an RB1.
He's an RB1, but he's a player.
But you're not going to draft him.
I'm not
going to
draft
him.
I'm going to pass on him. To clarify that. Yeah. So now, let me ask you about a couple of other intriguing names. One of them being Jay Ajayi. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't know where I'm at on Jay Ajayi. 1,200-yard season, but half of those 1,200 yards came in three games. I think the Dolphins they saw more success last year when they were running the football. I do think Ajayi has workhorse mentality, but I just don't like the whole thing about Ajayi and the Dolphins. Kind of scares me. He's going to be a guy that's going to be going in the middle of the second round. Scott, would you be comfortable starting a fantasy team with Mike Evans and Jay Ajayi?
I would probably pass on Ajayi in the second round. I'd like him as a third rounder. I know the consistency wasn't there, but I think this kid's only going to get better. I really like him. He's very physical. He breaks tackles. He's got terrific vision. He's got good balance. He gets his uniform dirty. He doesn't shy away from contact. I think Jay Ajayi is only going to get better, and that leads to more consistency.
That's, so then why not take him in the second round?
Because if I'm in that spot, I'm probably going to go two wide receivers in the first round.
I feel what you're saying. I feel what you're saying. What do you think, Maddie?
If I had to split it up like a wide receiver, say we're going to do wide receiver running back, and I got my wide receiver, I think I'd rather have Jordan Howard over Ajayi for the reasons that you said. And Scott makes a good point. Look, the kid could get – he could even take that next step. If he does, then I'm wrong. But I kind of feel more – comfortable with Howard.
I would love to get two wide receivers and be early in the third round and get Ajayi as my RB1. Then I'd be comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that I think is so important with fantasy football. I think every league should have it, is that third round reversal. I think that's the fairest way to go. And like you say, there is, like, if you get the David Johnson, I mean, David Johnson helped myself, helped a lot of people win a lot of leagues.
Yeah.
You know,
but to have David Johnson and two other top 25 players is kind of like you're in the catbird seat.
Yeah, that's what to me, or even like a Le'Veon Bell, who plays that 16 games, you get that second pick or the first pick, however you want to play it, Ezekiel Elliott with that line and stuff. So I think that's the fairest way to do it. That's my opinion. That's how I feel. But, you know, I know some people don't like it, but I do.
All right, so the next running back I want to talk about and discuss right here is Carlos Hyde. Obviously, I've already said it. I like Shanahan's offense when he does run the ball. I think Carlos Hyde is a talent that's still waiting to explode. I understand injuries have been a problem. Do I want to go into a season with Carlos Hyde as my one? Not necessarily.
Well, where do but I, if to I go Carlos to? Hyde?
If you can. If I, let's just say I have the fourth pick in the draft and I start Antonio Brown and I come back in a second and let's say I take an Amari Cooper. On that 2-3 swing, I don't mind Carlos Hyde as my first running back.
Okay, look, I get what you're saying, but like Scott said, who's he got around him? That's the other concern that I have is like, I totally agree with the Mike Shanahan. Want Shanahan back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's usually a winning formula. It's just, are they there yet? You know, what are my options come that turn? I haven't gotten that invested yet. Though I will start with the draft coming up. And you know,
what do you think, Scotty? What do you think about that right there? Brown, Cooper, Carlos Hyde as the one.
I don't like Carlos Hyde as my one.
Okay.
I'd probably go a third wide receiver before I took Carlos
Hyde
as my one.
But there's no backs on the board. Scott, there's very few backs out there.
Let me go zero running back then. I mean, look at Carlos Hyde. The problem with Shanahan is he doesn't play quarterback. He doesn't play wide receiver. There's twofold problems with Carlos Hyde. Number one, health. Number two, that passing game is going to be so mediocre. How often is he going to be into position to finish off drives with touchdowns? I don't think a lot. Right now, you got Brian Hoyer throwing to Bruce Ellington and Pierre Garçon. I can't have him as my RB1.
I can dig it. I understand that. I'm willing to take the shot on that. Now I want to ask you, this is the last running back, and then we'll get back to some fantasy baseball talk as we get ready for Slates and Slabs, take a look at tonight's action. I don't think I'm going to have very many, or it would be very limited shares of Houston Texans running back Lamar Miller in 2017. I understand he's a workhorse. I get that he's a lead dog. He's even going to catch you a couple passes a season also. He just doesn't do it for me, though. Nothing is exciting to me about Lamar Miller.
Well, Houston in general right now, until I know who's quarterbacking that team, I'm very hesitant. You know, I think they got, I mean, from Hopkins to, I think Braxton Miller could make a huge step this season. He got that first season under his belt. He's a talent. He wasn't utilized nearly like he should last year. So they have some talented players there. I just don't know who's quarterback. I think that's going to make a critical decision. That's a critical piece to my decision with the Houston Texans players.
If I don't get one of the top nine running backs as my RB1,
you would go with Miller?
I'm not feeling that confident, to be honest with you. I could do any of these guys. The big three,
yeah.
McCoy, Howard, Gordon, Ajayi, Freeman, even to Marco Murray. When I start getting into Todd Gurley, Carlos Hyde, Mark Ingram, CJ Anderson, and then it gets worse, Spencer Ware, Robert Kelly,
Isaiah Crowell. Why I think we got to get our backs early in 2017.
I agree with you.
But you see, you mentioned the guy, though. I'm not really on Murray. I'm not. I'll be honest. I'm not really on Murray like that. I think
I like him less in Minnesota than I do in Oakland.
Who?
I like Murray less in Minnesota than I do in
Oakland. He's talking to Latavius.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Latavius. I was talking about DeMarco.
Yeah.
So, all right, so.
But do you think that they're going to run? Like, you mentioned this before, Corey. You think they're just going to, this is like the final year, right? They're just going to run
him
into the
ground? I think they're going to punish him. I think the team has an option after this year, and I think they're going to make good use to that option. Scott, you mentioned the running back, though. Read those names, because you mentioned somebody that was intriguing to me. Say that those go back to the top, Todd Gurley. I think Todd Gurley's a winning play. I'm always down to buy last season's trash. And I think Todd Gurley in the second, in the mid to late second, I think that's a winning. I think Todd Gurley bounces back.
Here again, it's a Carlos Hyde situation. The quarterback is worse than he was in San Francisco. Who's he going to throw to? That team's not going to move. They're very easy to defend.
This is a new offense with Mike McCoy. As the OC.
What position is he going to play?
Mike McCoy is going to put the strategy in place.
With who? What players?
Oh, Mike McCoy is not. It's not with the Chargers. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I mean, what's the Los Rams. Angeles Rams? Yeah. The Los Angeles thing, it messes me up.
But I do think getting Fisher and starting over and
exactly.
All that
I think that's a good thing for Gurley.
And you know, look, we've seen the talent when he first came in.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they had a robust offense, and the guy was doing great things. Last season, if you took him, you got killed.
It happens.
It was pretty much game over.
Do you know right now if we started the season today, it would be Jared Goff throwing to Robert Woods and Tavon Austin?
Still.
How is this offense going to move?
I think the new scheme, the new system in place is going to do a better job.
All right.
I get it.
What is the scheme?
I get it.
Get 22 blockers for Todd Gurley?
All right. We'll see what happens. We'll see how it plays. I still got plenty of time to talk fantasy football. When we come back on the other side, I do have